Report, Aide Scared SHLs of Joe Biden, Not a Pleasant Person. By Wendell Hasebo on July 2, 2024. President Joe Biden's aides are reportedly scared shitless during briefings with him, as he refuses to take advice from anyone other than top aides. The reported leak from Politico represents frustration within the Biden campaign, which is reeling from a poor debate performance and subsequent calls for Biden to drop out of the race. It's like, you can't include that, that will set him off. Or put that in, he likes that, one senior administration official told the outlet. It's a Rorschach test, not a briefing. Because he is not a pleasant person to be around when he's being briefed. It's very difficult, and people are scared shitless of him. He doesn't take advice from anyone other than those few top aides. And it becomes a perfect storm because he just gets more and more isolated from their efforts to control it, the official added. Senior Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates claimed the leak was false. As Breitbart News outlined, Biden's environment is more strictly controlled and isolated, as his term progresses due to the need to manage public perceptions of the oldest president to ever hold the office. Perceptions are turning negative about the president. 41% of Democrat voters want Biden to drop out of the race. A Monday USA Today/Suffolk University poll found. Only 51% want him to remain on the ticket. The poll is one of the first post-debate polls that Democrat operatives and donors will study to determine the total damage to Biden's candidacy following his debate performance. The media has spent a ton of time blowing this out of proportion. Quentin Fox, Biden's deputy campaign manager, said on a Monday phone call with donors. To combat the political peril, Biden devised an 8-point public relations campaign to remain the Democrat Party's de facto nominee, Axios reported Monday. The public relations strategy includes more public interviews and press conferences. The plan is a change from Biden's lack of media availability, a tactic criticized by the media, especially the New York Times. Everyone was told this was for the best, a White House staffer told Politico about Biden's debate performance. Now, it's the worst possible outcome. And we were all trying to figure out why the people who know him best and make all the decisions didn't seem to anticipate that this might happen. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.